This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, and, the views of our callers, our regularly scheduled guests. This doesn't seem to have appeared just yet, and so in the meantime, let's talk a little bit about what's going on financially, because this is going to affect everybody out there in the listening audience. And what most people do not understand is what money is. Money is a means of exchange. And if money is stable, why, you have a stable society. If money is unstable, you have an unstable society. There's no sense going ahead and saving, putting your money in the bank and saving it, if the inflation rate is going to destroy the value of what you put into the bank. And actually, America had, although not the most stable currency, it had a relatively stable currency up until about 1971, certainly in the 200 years. But from the beginning of our country until, about 1913, well, it wasn't quite, it was about maybe 120 years or so, we had an extremely stable currency. Yes, we would have expansions and contractions, but the prices in 1913 were just about, you know, what they'd been back in, 1789. And there was very little inflation because we had a gold-backed currency. And then, of course, we went onto the Federal Reserve System. And the purpose of the Federal Reserve was to prevent the boom and bust cycles and, of course, to give us a stable currency. Well, they didn't prevent the boom and bust cycles. In fact, we had the Roaring Twenties, and everybody was making money in the stock market and the bootlegging and every other way. And then we had the terrible depression of the 1930s, which was all created by this very Federal Reserve Board, which was supposed to give us the end of boom and bust. And then, of course, President Roosevelt confiscated the gold from the American people, but at least the currency, to some degree, was tied to gold, and they did maintain a balance between the amount of gold and the amount of currency they put out, although they kept increasing the amount of currency. They did not go hog wild until after 1971, when President Nixon took the whole world off the gold standard and started the inflationary cycle that we're in today. Well, is William Grigg there?
I am.
Hey, it's good to have you with us. What do you want to talk about today, William?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you again.
Well, it's good to have you. What should we talk about?
Well, I do think that we're going to have to say something about Larry Craig. Unfortunately, I am talking to you from Idaho, and that's something which has dominated the news cycle, not merely in Idaho, I'm sure, but throughout most of the country. It was the revelation yesterday of Senator Craig's misadventure earlier this month in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where he was apparently caught in the act of accosting an undercover plainclothes police officer in a public restroom. And I think that the fact that we're dealing here with what seems to be sort of the slow-motion moral implosion of the Republican Party is worthy of comment.
All right, fine, you go right ahead, because I think it's extremely embarrassing. Here's a man who supposedly married, is voting against all the pro-gay legislation. He is taking a position of morality, and all the time he has a secret life.
Yeah, he apparently has had a history, at least his history has provoked some speculation and innuendo, and that, of course, is unfortunate. I wish that people would refrain from making certain assumptions about people who marry late in life, for instance. That was one of the things that was said about Larry Craig.
All right, fine. Well, you hang on there. We're going to be back in just a moment or two with William Gregg, and we'll be talking about the implosion of the Republican Party.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is William Gregg, and we're talking about really the moral problems that we find in Washington, D.C. Well, we've always sort of expected this in the Democrat Party, and certainly they've been very tolerant of homosexuality, and certainly of the many of the moral problems that face our society. But the Republican Party has been the party of family values, and supposedly they were pro-life, yet you'd never know it from seeing what happened since they took control of the both houses of Congress and the presidency, and they're supposed to be moral as far as the homosexual issue is concerned. But then, of course, we began finding stories about these homosexual people who are spending their nights in the White House, and the question is, who are they visiting there? And, of course, then we lots of questions about some of the people very close to the president. And I know from personal experience from a friend of mine, a retired colonel, that one of the key people in Rumsfeld's Defense Department, the man who interviewed everybody before they either got a job at the Defense Department or before, if they were a military officer, before they could be promoted, was a well-known homosexual. And you have to ask yourself, why would a Christian administration I mean, have a well-known, openly gay individual interviewing people for promotion in the Department of Defense. So you pick this story up there, William, because I think we should all be concerned. This is certainly not the first instance. We had an instance just a couple of weeks ago about another Republican senator. At least he was sleeping with women prostitutes rather than men. But you pick this story up and put it into its proper perspective.
The really interesting thing about the Larry Craig case here is that for the better part of a quarter of a century or longer, he has been the subject, as I mentioned before the break, of speculation and rumors and innuendo. Way back in 1982, during an earlier scandal involving the alleged sexual exploitation of congressional staff pages in Washington, Larry Craig's name sort of bobbed to the surface of that swirling, churning miasma as somebody who might be part of the homosexual underground, and he ardently denied it. And one of the reasons why he was perceived as vulnerable was the fact that he was somebody who was well into his adult years and hadn't married. Now, I don't happen to think that the fact that somebody marries late in life or even remains a confirmed bachelor should be considered in any sense prima facie evidence that the guy is a shirt lifter. I think that there are plenty of perfectly respectable people who, for whatever reason, haven't happened to get married. And it's not because they're morally unsound, they're degenerate, or that they're either womanizers or homosexuals. I, for instance, have an older brother who's in his mid-50s, who is a very upright and moral man who just has never married. But in the case of Larry Craig, he was perceived as vulnerable, and within just a few months he got married. And he's still married to the same woman, which I think reflects well on him. I am one of those people who give people a certain benefit of the doubt when their marriages endure. But since his days in college back in the late 60s, as the Idaho Statesman, the major paper in Idaho here, it's published in Boise, has been pointing out, since his days in the 1960s in college, Larry Craig has been somebody who has had this trail of accusations and speculation. And many of the things that have been said previously have been kept out of the press here in Idaho, because there had not been anything tangible or documentable independently to confirm some of the things that have been said. Just to quote here from the Statesman today, over 5 months, the Statesman examined rumors about Craig dating to his college days and his 1982 preemptive denial that he had sex with underage congressional pages. The most serious finding by the Statesman was the report by a professional man with close ties to Republican officials. The 40-year-old man reported having, forgive me for continuing with the report here, reported having oral sex with Craig at Washington's Union Station probably in 2004. The Statesman also spoke with a man who said Craig made a sexual advance toward him at the University of Idaho in 1967, and a man who said that Craig cruised him for sex in 1994 at the REI store in Boise. The Statesman also explored dozens of allegations that proved untrue, unclear, or unverifiable. Now, the earlier incident that was described here at Union Station in Washington, D.C., does seem to be really quite similar in many ways to what happened that we can document now, that happened at the airport restroom in Minneapolis, in that, according to the account made by the accuser, that is to say Senator Craig, approached a man at the Union Station restroom, and not knowing him, he succeeded somehow in persuading the individual to have what these people are pleased to call sexual relations. It's not sex as I understand the expression, but what homosexuals would refer to as sex was something that was engaged in by these two people at Union Station, according to Craig's accuser. And once again, this is something that was kept out of the press here, because it was a matter of a he said, if you will, standoff. You really didn't have an independent source confirming or disproving the accusation. But now that you have a situation where Senator Craig pleaded guilty, which is the most important fact of this entire unfortunate tawdry episode, now that he has pleaded guilty to misconduct, to lewd and improper misconduct, that lends a certain air of credibility to some of these other reports that the Statesman has been investigating. And the thing I find interesting, once again, is the fact that this 40-year-old man, who's the most important accuser here, is somebody who is working in the Republican Party, somebody who has been active in promoting what is being depicted to the public as the party of conventional, traditional family values, the guardians of biblical morality, people whose access to power is in some sense a function of their reputation of upholding biblical standards of morality. That's how they have access to power. That's how the Republicans, election after election since 1994, have managed to keep a hold of at least some of the levers of power. And the reason I find this significant is the use that the Republicans are making of power right now. They're consolidating a unitary form of government centered in an unaccountable, lawless executive that has all of the traits and characteristics of a totalitarian police state. And the reason why they're being allowed to get away with this, first of all, of course, is the perception that these are the people who are holding the line against the Mohammedan hordes. And secondly, because decent people seem to think that the Republican Party embodies and defends the values of hearth and home. And I think that it's nothing less than political consumer fraud to say that the Republican Party is, in some sense, the party of morality. They're pretty much interchangeable with the Democrats in this respect. I really don't think we have two major parties in this country. I think what we have are two retail outlets for the same wholesale political establishment, and that the Republicans play to a certain group of constituents and the Democrats play to another group of constituents. And that in this case, you see how with Senator Craig, as with a number of other people over the last year or so, there are a lot of eminently compromisable or outright compromised people in significant positions in the Republican Party. One thing that Senator Craig had become notorious for in Idaho among conservatives was the fact that he was a stalwart supporter of some form of amnesty for illegal aliens. And this in spite of the fact that the overwhelming sentiment out here in Idaho was not to enact the amnesty bill that was being promoted by the Bush administration and to do something about reinforcing the borders and more vigorously enforcing the existing immigration laws. But Senator Craig, who is very close to certain amoral business interests both here in Idaho and in Washington, and now, as we see, was subject to certain forms of covert leverage having to do with his lifestyle, apparently, with somebody who would set at defiance the wishes of his constituents out here in the state of Idaho. And it was a source of some mystery to some people. Why is it that he is so adamant about this? I think that it might be a combination, perhaps, of bribery and blackmail. And I would be interested to know to what extent blackmail is one of the levers most frequently resorted to in order to keep certain people in line. And really, the only way you can blackmail somebody is if you have leverage over something that person doesn't want to disclose. Blackmail is really the tactical advantage that the shameless have over those capable of shame. And because, once again, Senator Craig is part of a party that professes to be quite moral and upright, they're compromisable. And it wouldn't surprise me to find out that many of the people whose votes and policy positions mystify their conservative supporters are subject to similar types of pressures that Senator Craig apparently was susceptible to.
And, of course, this isn't the first time we've seen the gentleman who, one of the congressmen who was having affairs with the pages here.
Yeah, Foley.
Foley, and perhaps 6 months or so ago. And, you know, so people, you know, have to really realize that this whole idea that the Republicans are the party of morality and of God, I think they're going to have to take a second look and start thinking and using their good minds. Certainly we should not be surprised when we find this in the Democrat Party, and we shouldn't be surprised when we find it in the Republican Party. If you look and see what they're really doing on moral issues, and all this talk about being pro-life, it's simply smoke and mirrors, and they haven't saved one unborn life. They've done nothing at all significant about the abortion issue. They talk a good talk. They pander to the people who are strongly and staunchly pro-life, and the legislation that they get enacted really is not effective. And I believe it's all showbiz. I believe mm-hmm. that they're They're actually manipulating the people out there, the good people of this country, the moral people of this country, who have rallied behind the flag of the Republicans, saying, well, I mean, we may not agree with everything they do, but at least the Republicans are staunchly pro-life, and they're upholding the values that I believe in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't believe that for a minute. It's all showbiz. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, William Gregan, and get his thoughts on where we go from here. And
hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
he is somebody who is completely innocent of any kind of misconduct, why it is that he would have pleaded guilty here. I mean, granted, it would be a hugely embarrassing thing if there were some kind of a misunderstanding in a public restroom that resulted in a completely unjust arrest. I don't think that most of us would be comfortable with the prospect of going to court to try to vindicate our name if we actually have been innocently brought into the, taken into custody by a police officer and brought into the disrepute of a misconduct charge in the men's bathroom. But the fact that Senator Craig behaved the way he did suggests to me very powerfully that he desperately wanted to keep this submerged as long as he possibly could. And I just don't know how he thought that this would have gone away. According to the account given by the police officer, Senator Craig handed him his business card, trying to play the game of, do you know who I am, which, of course, didn't work. But being a senator and knowing the way that political journalism works, Senator Craig must have known that there was just simply no way this was going to stay off of the front pages and out of the news rotation. He had to have known that no matter how things turned out, he was in for a huge and very painful scandal. So if he were innocent as he is claiming to be, he should have taken it to court, or at very least pled nolo contendere, which doesn't, of course, have the assumption of guilt embedded in the plea. I mean, if you plead no contest, it's not the same thing as simply saying, yeah, I'm guilty. I'm guilty to this charge of improper conduct in public. So I do think that the fact that he pleaded guilty is the most salient fact in the entire issue. He's admitted to behaving that way, and he's hoping, of course, this went away. And if indeed you're dealing with somebody who has this kind of compulsion that surfaces at various times in his adult life, from the time he was a teenager in college till today, you're dealing with somebody, once again, as I said before the last break, who is completely compromisable. And that is a personality type eagerly desired by people who are running the political establishment.
Are you there with him?
We've got a problem with our telephone here. Okay. The people presiding over our political establishment desperately want people who are compromisable, which is to say they want people who have the standard allotment of human weaknesses. I mean, we're all riddled with weaknesses. That's a consequence of our fallen human nature. And people who have the capacity for shame, or in any case who are trying to protect certain interests, certain people. I mean, if you're somebody who, for instance, if you have family and people you care for, they're hostages to be used against you if you go into politics. And your misconduct, of course, can reflect badly on them, which is why honor is such an important thing. That's one of the reasons why honor and moral probity, the conduct of gentlemen according to the Christian canons of behavior, those were all very important considerations for the men who built our republic. You go back and read Washington's farewell address. I mean, you simply have to have decent and upstanding character if you're going to go into politics, a realm where you're involved in the exercise of power, which impinges upon the rights and property of others. And if you're compromisable, you will be compromised. And at a time of the enemy's choosing, your compromise will be used against you to get you to do something that will be a larger compromise, and you're led slowly and carefully down to hell, quite frankly, through this irresistible series, this apparently irresistible series of compromises. They start small, and they become quite big. And I think that over the next couple of weeks, we're probably going to find out just how large some of the compromises Senator Craig has made would be in terms of the damage that he has done to the interests of all of us who love freedom.
And, of course, the thing is that this is certainly one reason why many people have felt that we should not be having homosexuals, or at least closeted homosexuals, mm-hmm. in positions of power, because, of course, they would be blackmailable. And this is one reason why, up until recently, why, of course, if you could not have a government job, because the communists could blackmail you. In fact, they did blackmail many people working for our government in the past into revealing secrets. or they would reveal that they were homosexuals. And so this is how the game has played out. And when you have a skeleton in the closet, believe me, it's going to come out not only to haunt you, but to haunt everyone in this country. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, here on Genesis Network Read After Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the NutriMedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including TetraSilver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar, Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the NutriMedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, William Grigg. And William, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your blog, in touch with the information you have out there?
I would be happy to. My blog is called Pro Libertate, and it's updated between 4 and 6 days a week. Usually I will take Sunday off. I try to take Sunday off because it's busy with church and family things, but I try to update it daily through the week and sometimes once on Saturday. It's available through the Right Source webpage, which is a news page and links page. It's a portal for news and commentary. www.rightsourceonline.com. Once again, that's rightsourceonline.com. And the news portal page is called The Right Source. If you look at the left-hand side of the page and scroll down about, a third of the way or so down the screen, you'll see my photograph. And below my photograph, there are two links. One goes to the e-zine, which is dormant right now, but we're going to be revving it up for the fall. It's also called Pro Libertate. And the Pro Libertate blog is also there, and it is the blog which is updated more frequently. And I also find that a lot of my material has been picked up and republished by Lou Rockwell's website, lourockwell.com. and a number of other sites such as Freedom's Phoenix, a few others. But one of the things that you will find, if you go to my blog, at the bottom of the page, there's also a link to a series of daily radio commentaries I do called the Liberty Minute. They're obviously about 60 seconds long. There's an archive online at Pro Libertate, that's ProLibertate, ProLibertate.us. But just go to my Pro Libertate blog and look at the bottom of the page. You'll find the link to the Daily Liberty Minute commentary archive. That's also being syndicated through the American View radio program, which is put out by Michael Perutka and John Lofton of the Constitution Party. If you listen to their program, I don't know if your listeners would have access to that program in any of the markets down there, but the American View radio program does include one of my Liberty Minute commentaries.
Very good. Okay, well, I recommend the information to you, and if you're out there in the listening audience, be sure to go to rightsource.com and then get into the Pro Libertate blog. William's information is insightful and excellent. So
thank you.
Pick up the story right there.
Well, I'm really wanting to emphasize anew here the fact that people are not aware. Most people are not cynical enough, I think, in our country to understand just how eager certain influential people and movements and cliques are to compromise people as soon as they get to Washington. That reminds me of a story I was told by a former congressman here in Idaho, Richard Stallings. He was a Democrat from Rexburg, Idaho. I went to a couple of years of college in Rexburg, and I also went to high school with one of his sons, and so I knew the family fairly well. And in spite of the fact he was a Democrat, and I didn't see eye to eye with him about a number of important issues, I'm happy to say he was pretty consistently pro-life, much more so than many Republicans I know. I did have some respect for him, and I considered him a very likable person. I visited his home and sat at his table a couple of times. I remember him telling me when I visited him in Washington, D.C. back in 1985, he'd been elected in November of 1984, about an orientation meeting he had immediately after he was elected and went to Washington. And at the time, the Speaker of the House was Tip O'Neill, who was this Hogarthian embodiment of the welfare state, to use an eminently quotable phrase from David Stockman. And he was, of course, an old-line labor movement-type New Deal liberal. And he was somebody whose party embraced much of the social agenda back then that we're seeing today in its full malignant flower. In spite of that fact, there was a certain resilient decency in Thomas O'Neill that came out in the orientation lecture for new congressmen. One of the things that he said, one of the first things he said, according to the account that Richard Stallings gave me, was that those who were there in Washington who were married should get their wives to Washington as soon as possible, or else they would be compromised within a day. He said, you're not going to last a day here if you don't bring your wives and stay with your wives. It's not just a matter of power being, as Henry Kissinger put it, the ultimate aphrodisiac, and predatory opportunistic people looking for carnal liaisons would seek them out for that reason. It's that people looking to leverage the weaknesses of elected officials would do so immediately if the elected officials did not have the blessing of a strong and open marriage, open in the sense of people being candid with each other within the marriage, not an open marriage in the modern swinging sense of we're married but we fool around with others. And that's something that really impressed me, that Richard Stallings would have shared that with me, and that Thomas O'Neill, for all of his plentiful faults, would be issuing that warning, because from what Congressman Stallings said to me, O'Neill had seen scores or more of people literally destroyed very quickly in Washington, D.C. Now, you're dealing in Washington. I lived there briefly. I mean, it seemed like a year, but I was only there for about 6 months. Actually, I once told somebody that the longest decade I ever spent was the 6 months I lived in Washington, D.C. I absolutely despised the place. That's not to say that everybody who lives there is despicable, but most of the business that goes on in Washington, D.C. is despicable. It really is the floor drain of our society. It's an imperial capital in all the worst ways that are connoted by that phrase. The only thing that they produce there, they make neither butter nor shoes nor poetry, as Sinclair Lewis would put it, but they make what they are pleased to call law. All they do, all day long, is to find ways of regulating and coercing and forbidding. They use the power of the state in order to benefit certain constituencies. And most of the constituencies that are at work here are controlled by people who are looking ultimately to have power over the entire world, whether you're talking about the financial element of that movement, which is seeking to unite a global economy under the direction of a handful of politically connected corporate elitists, or whether you're talking about people who are looking to create a unified political architecture through the United Nations and through its appendages and regional affiliates, whether you're talking about people who have a type of unmitigated bloodlust, who are always looking for some new foreign crusade that would entail, of course, sluicing hundreds of billions of dollars out into the hands of favored contractors and other constituencies. All of this involves the type of dealing that is characterized by bribery and ultimately by blackmail. And the people who are pursuing these objectives are completely without scruple. They're utterly without compunction. They think nothing of destroying lives, including the lives of people who have been useful to them. And I think that Larry Craig, from what we have learned here, is somebody who had been useful in the sense that he would make selected compromises on certain issues. I mentioned the amnesty and illegal immigration issue. It's not really important that somebody have a really conspicuous record of selling out. If somebody sells out all the time, you really don't have to bother to bribe him. What the people who are looking for power want is people who maintain a superficial image of probity and people who are compromisable, because the people who support them, their core constituency, take morality seriously, and they also look for people whose voting record, by and large, looks good. One really good example of this that doesn't involve the moral dimension of our discussion is Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney, when he was in Wyoming as that state sole congressman, had a pretty impressive conservative voting record as tabulated by the New American Magazine's Conservative Index. He was consistently and reliably among the top scorers. He'd be between, 85 and perhaps 90-95% as the votes were reckoned by the New American. But he knew which votes to compromise on. He knew exactly which votes were the ones that were most important for the people who were his most important constituency. And as he said himself as vice president a few years ago when he visited the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, Pratt House, in New York City, he was a director of the CFR. He never shared that fact with his constituents back in Wyoming when he was running for Congress. But that, of course, was something that defined him as a congressman. He knew where he could go and what types of compromises he had to make in order to advance the internationalist perspective as typified by the CFR and the other organizations that emanate from it. And I also look at the record of somebody like an Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch is regarded by many people whom I consider to be somewhat misinformed as a conservative. Orrin Hatch reliably and consistently compromises on any issue having to do with advancing the welfare state agenda, specifically of child care, daycare and the intervention in the home in the name of child welfare. And he also consistently compromises any time there's an issue of aggrandizing the police state powers of the federal government. Now, he may be perfectly consistent on every other issue, but he is, from a conservative perspective, that is, he might be the sort of a person whose praises you'd sing regarding a number of other moral and cultural and social issues. But on those two issues, he is a consistent supporter of some of the worst trends in our political system. And the same is true of any one of dozens or scores or hundreds of people in Congress you can name. You can take a look at where they are consistently off the beam from a constitutional perspective, and you can see where they have been told their specific area of focus has to be in order to placate the power brokers in Washington. And the question I have, this is something Joseph Sobrin has asked as well, is to what extent does blackmail really play a significant role in manipulating people in a certain direction? Just 10 years ago, when the Monica Lewinsky scandal erupted, and we suddenly saw, in I think a very similar way, actually, how that confirmed scandal sort of retroactively validated almost all of the rumors about Bill Clinton's sexual escapades. Suddenly we had George Stephanopoulos talking about something he called the Ellen Romich strategy. Ellen Romich was an East German spy with whom John F. Kennedy had a dalliance. This is kept out of the papers until after JFK's unfortunate death by assassination. But Ellen Romich was somebody who could have brought down the JFK presidency very quickly had that been revealed to the public. I think it should have been revealed to the public. But what Stephanopoulos was doing was he was saying, look, we have the goods on you guys. They had access to, what was it, something on the something in excess of 800 unfiltered FBI files that contained all kinds of not only intelligence on the backgrounds of Clinton's political rivals, but also unsourced innuendo, speculation, hearsay, the sort of stuff that would be very good raw material for very talented and ruthless private investigators. And they had hired a retinue under David Lenzner and some other people of that ilk. Dan Mulvey, I think, was involved in this, to go out and to look into some of these allegations if necessary. And you also had the pornographer, Larry Flint, doing the same kind of an operation. It really was an interesting time, the late Clinton era, when the President of the United States was a person of such disrepute that his chief character witness at one point was Larry Flint, the pornographer. But as this was all going on about a decade ago, I remember thinking to myself, you know, Washington really must be this huge, separating cesspool of filth and depravity, to see how quickly that threat caused a number of people to back off because they knew that they had done things that had left them extremely vulnerable. You know, David Livingston, the temporary Speaker of the House, resigned preemptively rather than confront the disclosures, to deal with the disclosures of his own extramarital affairs. He had House Speaker Newt Gingrich resign, making way for Mr. Livingston at one point. We had a number of instances where people who were among the loudest and most emphatic, most strident defenders of morality against Bill Clinton's onslaught, who proved to be very conspicuous hypocrites. And I wouldn't be surprised to find out that that's why they ended up in the roles they were in, because the chain could be pulled and they could be flushed away very quickly on a tide of their own misbehavior. And once again, it's something that has a certain repellent fascination to me, the fact that apparently this is something which is very common in Washington.
What a sad commentary that is on what was once a great and moral nation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've not always been this way. Hard to believe, but true. Yeah, human nature being what it is, and the gradient of our depravity being so pronounced as it is, there's nothing new under the sun. People have been doing these kind of things since time immemorial. It's just that they weren't celebrated quite as emphatically as they are today. People did have a certain sense of decent shame. And they did have a sense, or they did have a capacity for astonishment over certain types of really lurid, outrageous moral misconduct. And in this country, that was particularly true. We were not the weary, cynical sophisticates of the old world. And I really prefer us to be as we were, where we had this capacity for shock and outrage. The only way that people can be outraged by this kind of thing, it does seem to me, is when there's an element of hypocrisy involved, when it is a Republican, somebody who's from this purported party of family values, who is caught in this kind of misbehavior, because otherwise it's just seen as par for the course. I mean, really, there is nowhere downward for the Democrat Party to go, because they have fulsomely embraced the entire agenda of depravity, whereas the Republicans are paying public lip service. They're making as their calling card, if you will, their willingness to defend traditional morality. And so that does provide a certain amount of ironic traction when one of the Republicans stumbles and falls. But as you said, Stan, the White House itself, under this putatively Christian president, has been left wide open for state visits by, not necessarily state visits, forgive me, that's the wrong expression, but the hospitality of the White House has been extended to people who practice the homosexual vice. which is the sort of thing you would not expect, given that the White House does have discretion over whom it will invite. I mean, there are certain diplomatic functions and political circumstances that are beyond the control of the president and his staff. For instance, if we are going to conduct diplomacy with some of the really bad regimes in the world, we're going to have to talk to them. And that will mean occasionally we'll have to visit their countries and they'll have to visit ours. That's just simply the way diplomacy works. But when you're talking about people who enjoy the social companionship of the president and who have access to the White House and who enjoy its amenities and perhaps even sleep overnight in one of the bedrooms, there is a great deal of latitude here. This is perfectly discretionary on the part of the president. And so see him extending that hospitality to somebody whose lifestyle is completely contrary to the standards of moral conduct that the president is praising for political consumption. You can rest assured you're dealing here with rather spectacular hypocrisy.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there because we're just about out of time. Our guest has been William Grigg, and certainly we hope that many of you will want to go to that website. And that website then is, what is it, right?
RightSourceOnline.com.
Okay, Ryan, and go there and then look up Pro Libertate. Thank you very much for being with us, William. And
thank
of course,
you.
If we read history, we'll find no instance in all history where a nation is turned against God and God's morality, which is the basis of our morality, where God is not eventually turned against that nation. Bye bye, and thank you so very much for being with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. I hope you enjoy William Grigg, and let me suggest you get his material. I think it's excellent. Well, This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and of course we depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. As we reach out 5 hours every day and almost 60 outlets every week, including our shortwave internet satellite and then the radio stations we do, not only during the week but on the weekend. But it's an expensive proposition. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that many of you out there in the listening audience will want to get some of our material to really understand what's going on. What is it that really, of course, encourages people, that motivates people to do the wrong thing? Why, of course, there is another dimension. And there are forces that come in from that other dimension that are constantly tempting you, and me as well. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or see the DVD. And if you can't afford it, it is available on the Internet. Just Google in Brotherhood of Darkness video, and you can get to that. Or go to my website and just go to the online videos, and Brotherhood of Darkness is there. It will give you insight into what this is really all about. Then, of course, you need to hear our second talk. It's called The Forbidden Secret. We'll tell you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. And there's a syllabus for that we recommend that you get. Then, of course, we have the four-tape, four-CD set that deals with Rhonda Byrne's and her message to America. Her book sold almost 5 million copies. And let me just suggest that she's talking about the same secret I'm talking about, but, of course, she thinks it's great. And I want to warn you that you're risking your eternal soul. So the secret behind the secret is in order the secret destiny of America separately, because, you know, just tell them it's on the special list. We do not put it in our catalog, because we don't want you to think we endorse this. But if you really want to understand what it's about, you have to understand the other dimension. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there have given serious consideration to making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, and especially when we go to war with Iran and the implications of that. Oh, we have, of course, if you haven't laid in your food supplies, why, we'd be glad to send you a food storage catalog, an emergency food catalog. And if you have a catalog, don't put it off. If you need water filtration systems like the Berkey water system, if you need barrels, if you need food grinders, if you need all the things that you would need in case of an emergency, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or we'll send you the catalog. You really need a catalog on health products, you'd want to have those on hand as well. We have a separate catalog with a lot of great books you need to have so that you will know, of course, how to look after your health in the times that lie ahead. And then if you'd like one of our free newsletters, we'd be glad to send it to you. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. We're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course, for right now, they're the views of Michael Shaw from Santa Cruz here. There used to be Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. What's the name now, Michael?
Freedom Advocates.
Freedom Advocates, all right. And Michael certainly is on the front lines of this battle, trying to wake people up to the very real dangers of sustainable development and Agenda 21 and how the environmental movement is being used to take away our property rights and advance this cause of the New World Order and the New World Religion. So, Michael, you pick up the story from there.
I'll do that. Let me define, for those not too familiar with sustainable development, what it is. It's a philosophy that's designed to bring human beings across the globe under the full control of a narrow human elite. Sustainable developers have designed a global movement coordinated through a global to local action plan that creates world governance in accordance with certain objectives. These objectives include an end to national sovereignty, the abolition of private property, the restructure of the family unit, and increasing limitations and restrictions on mobility and individual opportunity. Now, the methods for achievement of these goals include heavy funding from the federal government. That's being achieved through what I call a thousand points of darkness.
That's a takeoff on the thousand points of light to go ahead.
Well, I think we're talking about the same thing.
We really are. We really are.
And, you know, those points of darkness include the United States monetary policy, our tax policy, water policy, and you certainly see that here on the Central Coast, environmental policy, war policy, education policy, and foreign policy. So it's these dynamics that bring about the effort from so many angles to abolish private property, to undermine the family, and to abandon our constitutional protection of the unalienable rights that are described in the Declaration of Independence. Now, the globalist sustainable movement is comprised in our country to include Democrat Party leadership, Republican Party leadership, communist anarchists, well, there aren't many of those, I'm not so sure that's true anymore, anarchist libertarians are just as guilty, Greens, public-private partners, including many multinational corporations, socialists, neoconservatives, capitalists, and third-wave Fabians. I mean, there is something on the political chart for everyone. You know, they like to say political consensus has been declared. The next time you see George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton walking hand-in-hand down a parkway somewhere, you can think, well, that is what they're attempting to cause the American mind to think. That is, that consensus has been declared. We've all put our differences aside because we now have the sustainable development policy dynamic to guide us in our every move. You know, if we really step back and look at the big picture, Dr. Stan, the sustainable globalist goal is the orchestration of a planned fall of American principles, values, and lifestyle. When it comes to pass, the effect is going to be devastating on all of us.
Well, it really is coming to pass because step by step they're implementing their programs, aren't they?
Oh, they certainly are. There's a lot to come, but the foundation for what's to follow is what's dramatically being put in place today.
And, of course, it's amazing how they're using the scam of global warming. Oh, my goodness, you know, we've got this terrible global warming. We're all going to die. We're all going to be submerged when the sea level rises. What's the solution? Why, a new series of government programs to control your life. That's what it's really all about. Have Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael was talking about the basis of so much of what's going on today in sustainable development, the three E's, and that is equity, and of course, and you go right ahead, just to quickly review that, since we have our listeners back with us from across America.
Okay, well, sustainable equity means creating a system of social justice that promotes an idea of common good, a globalist idea of common good. The net result of that will be the formation of a police state in order to suppress individual freedoms. The economy element of sustainable development is based upon fascist economic ideas. Today it's called politely public-private partnership, and we're seeing these things happen across the country. The other economic dynamic of sustainable development is centralized global trade, freely crossing national borders, really having the effect of destroying national sovereignty. Now, the third E behind sustainable development is the environment. Now, sustainable development is not really about saving nature. It is about the revolutionary coup in the justice and economic aspects of our country. But the politically based environmental movement provides sustainable developers camouflage as they work to transform our systems of justice, economics, and government. So if you get a solid feel of what the three E's of sustainable development are, you're in a much better position for understanding how they operate and what they're really up to. Now, if we look at the sustainable economy for a little bit, we first have to understand public-private partnerships, because that is the growing rage in big and little business. A public-private partnership, again, or a marriage between business and government, just like Mussolini had it going in Italy back in the 1920s and 30s. So, I want to give two examples of public-private partnership. One is the Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, that's a partnership at this point between the state of Texas and Centra, a Spanish corporation. Now, what the Trans-Texas Corridor is, I think it's inadequately or inappropriately named because it's a quarter-mile transportation hub that goes from the central part, comes off the Pacific coast in the middle of Mexico, comes up in through Texas, on up into Oklahoma, spreads out across the United States, over our northern border, and into about six major Canadian cities.
And this is going to be a quarter of a mile wide, right?
Yes. Yes. A quarter mile wide, it'll have rail lines, it'll have 10 or 12 freeway lanes. You know, these are built along freeway routes that already are existent. It will turn those freeways into toll roads. Everything will be a toll, all going to a Spanish corporation, all bringing Chinese goods up without duty ports upon entry of the country. The first stop for any duty inspection will be in Kansas City. But of course, by that time, the goods have come across the U.S. border, and any kind of Trojan horse can be encapsulated on this this transportation system brought into the United States. And, you know, if it's not a military Trojan horse, it certainly will be an economic Trojan horse, because domestically produced goods will continue to sink as the American economy is brought down to the common denominator, which is what's needed to really affect globalist policy.
In fact, what they really want to do is lower the living standards of that average American to that of the Chinese, and then we can have a true competition. You know, they can work and we can work and we'll all work for the same salaries and have the same living standards, and that will be free trade.
Well, that's that is the game plan, and it is the path that is being pursued across the board here in the United States. And, you know, fortunately, I think the people in Texas are waking up to the reality of the Trans-Texas Corridor. I've met a lot of people in Oklahoma, the second state it goes through, and even legislators there are well aware of the problem of this. The Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement between Canada, U.S., and Mexico, which is the foundation for a lot of this, has run into recent roadblocks of Congress. So there is some good news out there, but we can't rest on our laurels because the seedings for the globalist movement are so broadly scattered that we're going to need a whole long series of victories before we can truly declare victory in this globalist battle against the sovereignty of the United States.
Well, my understanding is that Congressman Duncan Hunter has actually got legislation through Congress that would say that no federal money would be used at all to support the Trans-Texas Highway. But, of course, the administration doesn't care what Congress does. They have their agenda. It sounds to me like they're going to go along with it, whether Congress approves of it or not. I mean, they seem to be above Congress and unresponsible either to our elected representatives or to the American people in a similar manner. You know, the American people didn't want amnesty for illegal aliens, but the government has done everything they could to simply not to build the fence. A fence for 700 miles was authorized. It was to be built by a specific time, I think by the middle of next year, and they're just refusing to build it. And they're refusing to enforce our border laws. They are going after the border agents who try to enforce our border laws. They go after cities that try to enact legislation to make it more difficult for people who are here illegally and utilizing the the facilities of that city illegally. And the federal government seems to have their own agenda, totally ignoring what the American people want. Do you have that feeling, Michael?
Well, I certainly do. In the state of Texas, the legislature actually brought legislation postponing the any action on the Trans-Texas Corridor. The governor vetoed it, and the Republican governor. And the point, I think, that you're making is that our politicians, under their party leadership, are selling out the people. They've got a program, a globalist program. Some of them know exactly what they're doing. Others are simply useful idiots who know that if they do the right thing and don't support their party policies, they'll end up without party support at their next election. And so right now, today, politicians aren't, by and large, listening to the people. If the people become more vociferous, more alerted to the reality of the globalist movement, the politicians are going to have to change. The parties may even fade away. America can and will be saved. But we've got to understand the threat before we can begin to take the steps to really save this country from the globalist threat that we now face.
Amen to that. We go right ahead.
Well, let me take another example of public-private partnership. You know, I use Santa Cruz, but, you know, while Santa Cruz may have been an early bird on this scheme, every county in the country is now doing what's called affordable housing. Now, in our county, the federal government has awarded $300 million for the construction of the first 3,000 so-called affordable housing units. Now, that's almost $100,000 per unit. The units we're talking about are typically 600 to 800 square foot stack 'em and pack 'em apartments, typically on a public rail system or at least public bus line. The idea is to put people into these narrow smart growth confines where people live on top of each other, they eat in a central eating area, dining hall, and their children are taken care of by government employees when they go to work. Now, the average developer to get $100,000 subsidy from the federal government of an 800 square foot unit, he's made money before he does anything.
Well, now, are these sold or are these rented, or how do the people get into them, or do they buy them?
Well, people think they're buying themselves a home, and they do have to pay a price, lower price than how the market's been driven up by a shortage of genuine housing in this area particularly, but even around the country. But what they buy is the right to live in a place subject to massive rules that are imposed upon them for how it is they live, including who can visit with them to stay overnight. And then when they go to sell it, they're told what price they can sell it for and who they can sell it to. So it negates all the principles of private ownership. It's a phony private dynamic.
And so there's a free gift then of $100,000 for each one of these units to the fellow who does the construction?
Yes.
And you know, we're just one little tiny community. $300 million from the federal government's a lot of money.
It sure is. So the guy who's buying market housing, you know, in our county now, the average price is $800,000. That's not to buy much. But he also then has to be paying for his neighbor, who might be paying on affordable housing rental programs, could be paying as little as $200 when the average rent maybe $2,000. $200, and he's having to subsidize that while he pays his high mortgage, which he suffers from because of a shortage of market-based housing in his county and in many other places.
But that sounds like the situation they have in the Soviet Union, you know, the little tiny places, and you know, you get them real cheap by the government, but you don't own them, and when you don't really own them, why, you don't have the pride in them, and it's not very long before the units begin looking like the tenement houses in Chicago do. And of course, you know, eventually they'd simply become places that nobody wants to live in, but I mean, you got to have pride in the place you live in. It's got to be yours, not simply something you just you're in for a time.
Well, when they, as private property becomes increasingly abolished in this country, that may sound like an outrageous statement. But the United Nations, which is the center of all of this, said in 1976 that, quote, private land ownership is also a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore contributes to social injustice.
And, of course, really, the long-range plans are laid out by the elitists who want to do away with private property, and they want to do away with individual freedom. Everything is to be controlled by the state, just like it was in the Soviet Union.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Put your thinking caps on. Ready? Which of the following tops the list of inventions people could not live without? Telephone? Light bulb? Or automobile? The answer may surprise you when we come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
What's nearest and dearest to our hearts? Sorry, Alexander Bell and Ben Franklin. It's the automobile. According to a poll conducted by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the automobile was chosen by 63% of respondents. The light bulb, phone, and TV, in that order, trailed behind our beloved cars. Surprisingly, as much as we depend on our vehicles, we often neglect them. During this season of giving, why not give your car an annual inspection? Then you won't have to live without the invention you can't live without. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Michael Shaw, and he's talking about, of course, how they're eroding the value of our currency. And then he was beginning to talk about this effort to do away with the right to private property, which is the very foundation of our liberty and freedom. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, sustainable developers are changing the American system of economics from free enterprise to public-private partnership. We talked a little bit earlier about public-private partnership, and that's just a fancy word for fascism. So that's the right-wing contribution to this new globalist dynamic. So if you're a left-winger and you think, oh, I like social justice, I like the way the communists applied their law, but I sure don't like the fascists and the way they ran their economics and in Italy and in Germany, you got to understand that sustainable development is the combination of communist justice and fascist economics. two worst systems of governance the world has probably ever seen. And now, I remember my seventh grade teacher, Sister Paulette, used to say, be worried when communism joins with fascism. We get a justice system that's communist and an economic system that is fascist. That's what sustainable development is. All they add to that formulation is the environmental principles to whitewash the misery of the economic and justice systems that are being imposed upon us.
And of course, they use the economy, the environment, as a justification for the massive expansion of government control. There's no environmental problem that can't be solved with a new series of government programs. No, not really, but that's what they're going to try to tell us.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of experience personally with property ownership and environmental pursuits. And I can tell you, the more dedicated you are to creating a healthy ecological condition on land you own, the bigger the enemy you become of your local government. So there is nothing that relates the economy to this system of sustainable development that's healthy or wholesome. It's all a fraud.
And there are people who hate private property, and they hate property ownership because they realize, of course, that gives you independence and brings you out from under their control.
Well, George Washington said it succinctly. He said, private property and freedom are inseparable. And I think 230 years later, that's become more true, not less true.
I agree with you totally.
Now, another way to understand the big picture is to recognize the advance of so-called communitarian law. That's the system of legal thought that moves us away from the system of equal justice defined and articulated in the Declaration of Independence into this new system of social justice. So originally, American law sought to protect the individual. This evolving law, governed by communitarian principles, works to protect the interests of society, as those interests are discerned by a manipulative power elite base and their field agents. So we see our law crumbling before us. We see our money turned into funny money. We see the attack on private property. But I think for many, the most disturbing key element of this transformation is what's happening in our educational system. The indoctrination for sustainable development policy is now official federal policy. The Department of Education, the Federal Department of Education, has proclaimed 2006 to 2015 as, quote, the decade of sustainable development education. And you don't have to be living in Santa Cruz to be subjected to that. It is happening everywhere. No Child Left Behind is sustainable development education. If your children are in public school and in many private schools, they are being imbued with this globalist concept.
And of course, the average parent doesn't know, and this is forcibly done. And of course, when they talk about, oh, we want to make sure the child is learning. No, they don't want to make sure he's learning. You know, the important things in life, they want to make sure he's being indoctrinated in a belief in the environmental crisis. In the ecological crisis and the danger of global warming, and that's why we need to have more government control over everybody's life. So, of course, we're not simply all going to be destroyed by global warming, and if we don't do something now, why, tomorrow may be too late. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. Here in Santa Cruz, the County Board of Education has said that the environment should be a central principle in the teaching of all subjects in all grade levels. Now, 19 California counties have adopted the same environmental centrism to the teaching of all courses. So our kids are being imbued. When they're imbuing the environmental teachings in our classrooms, they are imbuing all the policies of sustainable development.
We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is Michael Shaw. And incidentally, Michael is going to be one of the speakers at our October 28th seminar. It's going to be held here in the Monterey Bay area. It's going to be held out at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and if you're interested in coming, and we hope many of you will, because we've got a great line of speakers, well, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 for directions and for further information and for reservation, because we're going to have reservations. That's October 28th. Michael will be there. Now, Michael, let's get out your web page and, of course, your telephone number.
Well, our website is easy to remember. It's Freedom Advocates. I think all your listeners consider themselves a Freedom Advocate. All it takes to find our website worthwhile is to advocate for freedom. FreedomAdvocates.org is the website. The phone number is 831-684-2232.
It's 831-684-2232. All right, very good. All right, let's go right ahead. Because we're talking about this whole idea of Sydney taking away private property, using education to indoctrinate our people, and, of course, because of their control over the medium, why many people really believe in global warming, and how could it not be true when the media tells us global warming is a reality and there are no scientists who oppose this, and of course, you know, that certainly that the glaciers are melting, and you see these pictures of the plaintiff, certainly the polar bear with a plaintive look on his face. He's on this little iceberg, and you know it's about to melt, he's going to fall in the water, and that polar bear is going to drown. And you're told, of course, that why the ice on Greenland is melting. And of course it's melting. The reason they call it Greenland is because 1,000 years ago it was green. And it certainly wasn't CO2 at that time that that caused Greenland to be green. There are cycles, there have always been cycles. And there are literally thousands of scientists. There are 18,000, 17,000 scientists who signed Dr. Art Robinson's petition, stating there is no evidence that man's activity is leading to global warming. Of course, the inference is it is all related to the cycles of the sun. And, of course, the scientists on the other side know that, but they want to keep their jobs. They're getting big payoffs. And, of course, the people who control the media want to be able to utilize the threat of global warming to frighten the people and to justify taking away their property rights and their human rights and ultimately enslaving all mankind. So pick up the story there, Michael, please.
Well, let me expand on that a little bit. We carry a movie called The Global Warming Swindle. In our website. Actually, we don't carry it. We have a. You can bring that up and watch it on our website. And it's a British production with a lot of scientists. And what I found particularly interesting was the taking of the Al Gore global warming charts from his infamous movie and superimposing those charts on a timeline. When you do that, it's like sitting in third grade, you know. Science is about cause and effect. Well, warming rises, the effect is CO2 follows. It's not the other way around, and that's been the case for a millennium. So why it is now all of a sudden, for the first time in human history, where CO2 is supposedly leading the charge, is the cause, not the effect, of global warming, is unexplained or unexplainable. Global warming, seems to me, is a facade. It came out at the same time as sustainable development, out of the same UN conference, the 1992 Rio de Janeiro conference. It's all got the same objective, which is global control and a reduced human population. But let me go back to these components of the sustainable development ideology, starting with the abolition of private property. And we've talked about how eminent domain protection has been lost at the federal level. This is the second point. In respect to the abolition of private property, to understand the action plan, the land use action plans under sustainable development ideology. Now, basically, sustainable developers break that action plan into two components. One's called the Wildlands Project, and the other is called Smart Growth. Now, Dr. Michael Kaufman, I know, is a regular guest on your show, and an associate of ours, has done a map drawn from UN documents back in 1994 that shows the United States under these two action plans. Roughly half of the nation is colored in red. That's wildland zones, meaning that nobody can live or extract resources off of that landscape. Most of the rest of the land is called buffer zones, the wildland zones, which are to be subject to massive controls on their use and management. Now, these aren't, you know, this means anybody who owns land, farmers or ranchers or anyone else who owns land on these maps that are to turn red for wildlands or yellow for the buffer zones, they're going to lose their property. And we can see the effects of that already. In the Santa Cruz Mountains, landowners can't cut a tree. They're so thick the deer can't walk through. They're waiting for a fire. They need to be thinned for ecological purposes. Not only the economic expectations that landowners had, but they can't. Santa Cruz Mountains are part of the wildland zone.
In fact, the incredible thing is they really don't care about the deer and the foxes and all those things. because they're going to be burned up when the fire comes. They want them to burn down. They're doing everything they can to block doing what would be necessary to preserve our forests, because they have a different agenda and they have a different outlook. So they pretend that they're so concerned about the trees, knowing full well, of course, in the areas where their policies are put in, why there'll be massive fires and, of course, wildfires, and there's just no way to get in to stop them, and they will consume many of these primeval forests and all the little animals and the birds will be killed, and they don't care. And in fact, you read what they really say among themselves, they chortle to think that we're gullible enough to think they're really concerned about the animals, they're really concerned about control. It's all about control. Isn't that true?
Well, it is true. And not that all of the proponents of sustainable development are that callous. I think I would contend that most sustainable development advocates are simply useful idiots to the globalist cause. You know, they might be working as a forestry department for a state or federal agency, and they think they're doing well. Of course, they're a bit bothered when one of their colleagues says it's not our policy to let it burn. That was what I was hearing in the 90s. I actually heard a federal government employee say, it's not a let it burn policy. We need a make it burn policy. There have not been enough fires in the United States. We need to make some fires happen. And I was a federal official. And since then, every year, it's been record-breaking years. We've had a forest fire carnage in this country. But that comes because we're not managing our forests, because, like in the Santa Cruz Mountains, landowners can't forest their trees, and we're all going to end up paying the price for it. Now, the purpose of the Wildlands Project is to force all the human beings into these smart growth zones. Now, smart growth means stack them and pack them, the kind of housing I was talking about earlier, the affordable housing, you know, these multi-story buildings with 800 square foot living units with workplaces down below. The idea is that nobody will need a car. You go to work down on the street level, and you go sweep upstairs, and you eat in the dining hall. It's really massive prison systems.
And some of them even have the workplaces on the first floor. So you live above, you work on the first floor, and then you shop down on the street floor. And then you don't have to have a car and be using all that fossil fuel and of course polluting the environment.
That's right. So, you know, understanding smart growth, you'll hear that term, you'll see that in your newspapers, you'll hear it from your local officials. Understanding is important. You know, you can go to our website, see Dr. Kaufman's map, begin to understand the real reality of what smart growth is all about and how it fits into this globalist scheme. But another policy designed to abolish private property is the dawning water policy across the country. This state's a perfect example. California had probably, along with the state of Texas, the most perfected water law, private water law, in the history of the world. In California, as is in the case in Texas, California's water law is being gutted. The way that is happening is that sustainable developers have come up with what they call conjunctive use as the new policy for water dynamics in this state. Now, what conjunctive use is the transport of water between aquifers via surface pipes. Big argument in Santa Cruz County has been about bringing water from the Central Valley to this rain zone along the coast, as we've been precluded from developing water sources here. So that the idea on conjunctive use is that when you infuse water from a foreign source into your aquifer, that the overlying landowner loses his property interest in the water that sits beneath his ground. Well, that puts farming in a sorry state. That means that corporate interests are destined, if we go these rules, and we are, is destined to own all the farmland in this country. We then will eat in accordance with, will produce in accordance with, and will eat in accordance with the edicts the public-private partnership that will exist between government and those few corporate conglomerates that own all the farming acres.
Because they're working right along with the environmentalists, these people of great wealth, because they know that they're going to end up with the farmland. Let me point out that here in the Monterey Bay area, where I live, and I've been here for, well, pretty close to, not quite 50 years, but just about, and came in first came in 1955, so that really is over 50 years. But I've seen it, and time and again there have been responsible citizens who wanted to put in dams and reservoirs so that we would not have water shortages, and they've been consistently opposed. And they've always, the environmentalists have got their people onto the water boards, and they're there not to develop water, they're there to block the development of water resources. And I'm sure it's true all across the country. They do not want solutions. They want problems, and ultimately they control the water. They control the property, private property, farmland, and they're using the water shortage which they have created. And I've seen them right here in this community create this artificial water shortage. There was no need for it. We could put in the reservoirs 40 years ago so there would be no problems at all, and they blocked them at every turn, and they're doing it all across the country.
Well, that's right, and I'll add something to that. The Sierra Club controls water districts. Well, much, if not all, of the West. The Sierra Club is a non-governmental organization called NGO. Now, NGOs are accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development policy. The Sierra Club's primary action plan is to gain control over water districts. And the purpose of that is to assure that water rights are lost, that water resources become scarce, and that water itself becomes collectivized. When you collectivize water and you're living in a rural area, you'll find yourself living on the 43rd floor of a smart growth building just in order to be able to have a roof over your head, because the water is being taken from our farmers, being taken from our rural residents, all under this guise of sustainable development water policy.
And when people understand, I mean, who wants to sit on a water board? Most people don't. The reason you do is because you, in many instances, have adopted that belief. Think globally, but act locally. And of course, then the environmentalists come in. They back the fellow running for the water board. The other guys, most of them don't even want the job. But they want it not to solve the problem. They want to get in there so they can block a solution. When you understand that, then you see the common denominator behind so much of what's going on in America today that just doesn't make sense.
I think that's well stated. Now, the fourth area I'll talk about in this attack on private property is to understand the economic revolution that we're enduring is the globalist trade policy. While they call globalist trade policy free trade, the World Trade Organization is seeking to manage trade to benefit multinationals and world governance advocates. By participating in and financing and leading the World Trade Organization, the U.S. government is imposing on its citizens and upon the rest of the world globalist public-private partnership economics. Now, when we have globally managed economic policy, you destroy, by definition, national sovereignty. So once this phony free trade is secured, only time exists before world governance settles into place with unlimited power over the individual. Now, if you consider the continental trade policy which undermined the sovereignty of European nations prior to the formal loss of their political independence via the creation of the European Union, the Trans-Texas Corridor is a big step forward on the road to a North American Union. The concept of the North American Union is incompatible with the Declaration of Independence. Continental unions are the pathway that leads to world governance and the subjugation of all human beings under a tyrannical concept.
And, of course, the whole idea of this North American community is to destroy the sovereignty of the United States. And certainly the leaders of both the Republican and the Democratic Party and the executive branch of government are dedicated to the North American community and the Security and Prosperity Partnership. You can get the information off the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. Find out if we're telling you the truth and understand that once we lose our sovereignty, we lose our constitutional protection of freedom. Once we lose our constitutional protection of freedom, and then the freedoms you have enjoyed here in this country, unparalleled throughout the world, will simply become a remembrance of things past, and of course we will soon be living under brutal tyranny. Well, our guest today has been Michael Shaw. Michael, let's get your telephone number and webpage out just one more time.
It's freedomadvocates.org. The phone number is 831-684-2232.
One more time. Repeat that, please.
831-684-2232.
And that's freedomadvocates.org?
Correct.
And you can go up there and get their information off the Internet. Get it, read it, and then help.
Let me add this, too. We've got a lot of tools that are being used across the country in communities to help bring this information to the people, from pamphlets to videos to writing. And go to our store and...
Hold that thought right there.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Thank you. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that many of you out there will want to get Michael's information. And then, of course, we have a great deal of information on the subject. We have two 4-tape sets on global warming. We have a video put out by a good friend, Dr. Michael Kaufman, on global warming. We have a 4-tape set on sustainable development and a syllabus on sustainable development. And a 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have a book on Unstoppable, called Unstoppable, a Global Warming, another one on A Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming, both of those books. Unstoppable Global Warming and The Politically Incorrect View on Global Warming. They're available from Radio Liberty. You need to get it. You need to get the scientific facts. They're simply lying to you, and Al Gore is lying to you. He was actually on the yacht with Prince Charles back in 1991, the War of Yacht Britannia. When Al Gore and, of course, people of great wealth got together and laid out the whole plan for this scam. This is covered in a book called The Sustainable Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince. Prince Charles, The Sustainable Prince, which we carry. And then, of course, we carry Joan Vion's other book, The Global Straitjacket. But Al Gore has been part of this scam. He's a fabulously wealthy individual. In fact, his family was very closely related to Armand Hammer, a communist agent who worked very closely with the communists, and of course they financed the fortune of the Gore family. So the communists and the capitalists work together. There is a communist-capitalist alliance. We have four of my newsletters put together. You can get one in by itself, or you can get 50 of them very inexpensively. And they will explain how we finance communism from its inception. We needed an enemy to rally the people behind the government. And to put things into their proper perspective, my syllabus on sustainable development, our video, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, our 4-tape set on sustainable development, and then, of course, on population control. They really intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Why would they want to do that? Because there are too much people, and you're using up all the natural resources that the elite want for themselves and for future generations. You need to get, of course, our 4-tape set and our video on population control. You need to get a copy of my monograph, the Population Control Agenda Monograph. You can get that for nothing up on my website at RadioLiberty.com, or certainly if you get some of the other items, where I will send you a copy of that free of charge. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction and get the documentation, and if anything I say you want to find out if it's really true and you want to see the original documents, why we have them. One of the things we have I think is really so worthwhile is our talk on the hidden agenda and the syllabus that goes with that. Why? Because it gets into water fluoridation. Well, everybody knows, of course, that water fluoridation helps teeth. In fact, one of the public health officers recently was talking about a case in another community where a child had died of dental caries because, of course, the water wasn't fluoridated. The trouble was that the water in that community was fluoridated, and the child died of dental caries, and so, obviously, the water fluoridation didn't do much good, and it doesn't do any good. But it does lower your immune response, lowers fertility, it decreases the intelligence level. I mean, what's the active ingredient in Prozac? Well, it's a fluoride compound, of course. They're simply drugging the people of America. You see, that couldn't be true. My doctor, my dentist, they couldn't all be wrong, and they are. You need to get our talk on the hidden agenda, available in video or DVD, by me or VHS, and get the syllabus. This has got all the scientific studies and tells you where you can verify it. They're poisoning our people, ladies and gentlemen. Pray for America. Pray for revival. My number, 1-800-544-8926.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. It says yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.